Goes at 8:25, the morning startup. It's Catfish, Dave, and Amal, and a live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, on the line with a change of seasons update. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. All right. So, yes, fall time. This is a good time to take stock and assess your car situation. Am I right?
What am I, the fall guy here? Yeah. Yes, it is. I've got some tips. Taking stock, just sit down and ask yourself, is my current car going to get me where I want to go this fall, or even more importantly, this winter? Also, think about, have the kids come home from school? Are they staying home? Or, did we just have another kid? Maybe you need to go from that little two-seater MX-5 to a minivan or something. If you have decided that you're going to upgrade something, then are you going to buy a 2013 or are you going to buy a 2014?
That's a good question.
Yeah, model years are getting a little fuzzy now, but they kind of trickle out all over the year. But this being the kind of unofficial year end for the 2013s, right. A lot of places are trying to blow them out. They've got, it reminds me, how come tire stores never have blowout sales? Anyway, I digress. A lot of places are just having year end sales to get rid of the 2013s. So you might be able to save some money on there.
With this time of year, is probably the biggest selection of vehicles, just because you can choose between those two model years, and sometimes they're completely different vehicles.
Well, they are, yeah. Sometimes they're extremely new. Like you're going down to Test Fest or Car of the Year next year, and it's all vehicles that are either brand new or substantially changed. That said, there are a lot that it's in the model, in the middle of the model segment. So maybe they're just going to add Bluetooth this year, or maybe they're just going to lower the price or add more standard equipment. It's worth checking into.
Okay. Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher, and he's been spending some time in a Prius. We'll get his review of that in just a moment. It's the morning startup on live 88.5. It's the morning startup. Catfish, Dave, and Amal. And every couple of weeks, we talk with Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher, and get his audio auto reviews. There's written stuff at live88.5.com. And then click on startup, and we've got him Skyping in this morning. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about this Prius V that you've had for the last little while.
Yeah, it's going back today, and I can't wait. It's kind of a wagon version of the Prius, so it's your boring little ubiquitous hybrid car with a back end that you can actually put stuff into.
Right.
So you go down to the furniture store, you pick up a nice new credenza, and you stick it in the back, and your gutless little car will probably not move an inch.
Now
car really rubs me the wrong way. I'm sorry. I mean, it's not an aversion so much to hybrids or yeah, I guess it's kind of an aversion to the Prius. It's just a really boring car.
Right.
And the inside is, the one that I have right now is, it has the luxury package in there, and it still looks cheap inside. It's reasonable. It's not reasonable to drive. It drives like you might as well just sit into a running shoe and put it on a skateboard and have that go down there. And expensive. This thing came in. The base MSRP for the Prius V is $27,425,
right,
which is a lot of money for what is basically a Corolla.
Yeah.
And plus, this had the luxury package, which added $3,000 to it. It's included stuff like synthetic leather wrapped steering wheel. I would have thought the luxury package would have got real leather. When you include freight, PDI, all the environmental handling fees, which you think the Prius would get you around, it came into just under $33,000 for that. So I thought, gee, that seems, that's the hybrid penalty, because they cost you more going. So I thought, well, what else does Toyota have that's close? So I looked up the Matrix, and a 2014 Matrix. Now, again, this is not quite apples to apples because I don't have the taxes or anything in there.
Right.
But the loaded automatic transmission 2014 Toyota Matrix with the high-end S package starts at $23,655.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of gasoline for that. Now, granted, you can't go around looking and feeling smug that you're saving the world. But,
right. All right, so you have to be a rich vegan to really get the get the most out of this. So you don't want the real leather. You want the faux leather.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Boy, they see you coming, don't they?
All right, Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher. You can find written reviews at live88.5.com and then click on startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update.